This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming back to you again today with our study in John A. Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer, a book that was written before his death, of course, in 1956, but one we had to get back in print. This is the book that was one of the inspirations that Brother Hagin mentioned in his preface to his book, The Believer's Authority. This book is back in print. We've been able to get it into thousands of hands, and I know that I'm just so thrilled because I can just see that the kingdom of darkness is going to be ruled over by a company of believers, and this book's going to have something to do with it. At the end of today's broadcast, we'll tell you how to get yours. But we're going to pick it up again with what we read yesterday. Macmillan pointed out that in our text from the book of Ephesians, it says that this power God wants us to understand is to usward who believe. It takes faith to believe and to sit in your place of authority God gave you at the right hand of Christ. He says on page 27, Macmillan, "Do we believe that God hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? If we do, our reaction to it will be a fervent, 'Lord, I accept your gracious word. I believe you have thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus at your right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day, that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me the purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. Amen." End quote. That's the little prayer. Not little, it's a mighty prayer that I pray out of this page 27 every day. If we are walking in the Spirit, Macmillan says, our normal life is in the heavenlies. To secure the consciousness of this, there must be the daily acceptance of the fact. Let us, morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ and return thanks to God for all that it implies. Let us remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air, and they are in subjection to us. As our faith learns to use the name and authority of Jesus, we shall find the spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surprise us. Now, while belief thus introduces us to our place of throne power, only humility will ensure our retaining it. Humility. As we compare the abounding grace of God and our own status here, humanity really, should we need such a warning to be humble? Well, it will become less necessary as we grow in the grace and the likeness of the Son increases in us. But we do not in any of this want to lift ourselves up as somebody individually so powerful. No, the power that comes to us come because we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we walk in that. You know what humility is? Humility, I heard Bob Yandian say this years ago, what is true humility is you humble yourself to the teaching of the Word of God. You could be very proud and saying, "Oh, I'm so humble, I never would think of sitting there with Christ Jesus. I'm just a little worm." That's not the kind of humility we're talking about. We're talking about the humility that says, because God raised Jesus from the dead and it's in the Word, and seated me in it and it's in the Word, I am there. And the forces against whom we contend, the principalities and powers, the world rulers of this darkness, the hosts of the wicked spirits in the heavenlies, know us far better than we know ourselves. And as we attack them, as we come out against them, they will know if you really believe this, if you are living in accordance with a union with Christ. They will know if you believe in your tested weapons. Or they'll know if you're in some kind of a spiritual pride, which has nothing to do with anything. Now, boldness takes humility to sit there, humility to the Word of God, humility to your place in God. But it takes a boldness. With profound humility, there may go the great boldness in the name. True boldness is faith in full manifestation. When God has spoken, to hold back is not humility, but unbelief. In the exercise of authority, there is needed a divine courage that fears nothing but God, and reaches out strong hands to bind and to restrain all that is contrary to Him. But with this courage, there must be a continual and close abiding in God, a spirit that is alert to every urge and check from Him, and a mind that is steeped in the Word of God. In other words, if you're going to really operate at the right hand of God, there will be a holiness about you. Because what's in His presence but holiness? There will be a close abiding. You will walk about through your day abiding in the Lord, conscious of the fact that you are abiding in Him through Jesus Christ, but also keeping yourself in a close consciousness of the presence of God. You, and I love this that McMillan says here, you will be a spirit that is alert to every urge and check from Him. Now, to operate in this authority at its highest zenith, you will need to be living in a place where God can give you urges. He can check you. I think about this when we had the terrible shooting down at Virginia Tech. Where were the Christians that day? Living in such a closeness to God that they could have felt an urge from Him, a check from Him. I know that when we had 9/11, we had many, 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 lots and lots of reports of people who didn't go to work that day, who were late that day, who didn't take their children to the daycare. There may have been many, many more who heard and felt the urge and the check, but didn't respond to it. This is where we need what McMillan calls God to teach us how to sit in this place. We need to be alert to His urges and checks to our spirit, and we need to say, "Oh, I sense something. Lord, are You trying to warn me about something? Do I need to come right now into my place beside You and take authority over something?" So we're not just talking about something that you do by rote. We're talking about something that you're going to operate best in because you are abiding close to Him. You do hear Him. It's not hard to hear Him. If you have your attention toward Him, it's not difficult. He's trying to get things over to you. And you do need a mind that is steeped in the Word of God. To operate best here, you need to be one who reads your Bible, who meditates in your Bible, who let you sit before these truths. That's one of the phrases that McMillan uses. We need to sit, he said, before these truths. How do you sit before them? You open your Bible. You get out this book of Ephesians. You take it phrase by phrase. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and sit before that. God, the creator of the universe, and he does require that you ask, or there wouldn't be a prayer for it. I'm asking for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And as you sit before that truth, and you ask for a revelation of the fact that you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies far above all principality and power, then your mind is steeped in the Word of God. And your place in the heavenlies, which is a part of every spiritual blessing that you are blessed with, according to Ephesians 1:3, you will begin to see it. Yes, it's a place of conflict, because when you come out against these spirits, it will be a place of conflict. We'll talk about that more tomorrow, and some practical applications of it that I've seen just on television that we need to be exercising ourselves in, but you need to be exercising yourself in it every single day for the schools in your area. Draw a bloodline around them. Sit up in the heavenlies over your governments in your city, in your town, far above the enemy, where you will abide by faith in this location. It's a place of conflict, all right. And Satan, he's out against you. You might as well know that. And the more you move into these things, you'll become more aware even of how he comes out against you. But the only safe place, the only place of safety, is the occupation of the seat itself, far above the enemy. If the believer abides steadfastly by faith in this location, he cannot be touched. Consequently, the enemy puts forth all his wiles to draw him down in spirit. For once out of his seat, his authority is gone. He's no longer dangerous, and further, he's open to attack. So you don't want to let your guard down. You don't want to come down from your place of authority. You want to be there every single day. Smith Wigglesworth said, there is a place in God where Satan dare not come. I like to do this morning and again at night. I like to place the blood of Jesus over my family members at morning and at night, because the accuser of the brethren accuses them day and night. Now, I want you to be sure to get your copy of The Authority of the Believer. You can get it by telephoning us here at Prayer Mountain, 1-800-972-3447. The price of the book is $8. Mailing costs are going up, so it will be plus mailing. We also have, and you can order several things at once, cut on your mailing cost. We also have some CDs of when I taught this at a church in Houston, four CDs. We want you to come with us to Washington, D.C., July. In July, when we're going to be marching, we're going to march right into those offices of the senators and of the congressmen in Washington. And you can go online to CUFI.org, Christians United for Israel, and find out how to go with us July 16 through 19. We need you. Israel needs you. The U.S. needs you. Also, if you'd like to learn to pray with Lynn Hammond and with Billy Brim, and we're going to be here the whole days, mornings and afternoons, 5 through 8 of June, 5 through 8. Go online or call us and register. Registration is required. We have only a few openings left. This is limited. Send your youth to the wonderful Branson Annual Champions for Christ. My son Chip Brim hosts it, and we have Go Ministries. We have Billy Brim speaks there too, and the kids like me. And I always give them an update. They like to know their future, an update in what is, and they have lots of fun in all the things around Branson. I want you to come to my eschatology school. That's going to be in August. I want to get with you, and we do it all day long. We can lift up every rock. We can look under everything. We can look in these scriptures. We're going to look at the prophets. Peter said, look at the prophets and see what's happening just before the Lord comes. We're going to look particularly into Ezekiel. And we're going to look into Isaiah and Jeremiah, and you're going to know a whole lot of things. Shalom, shalom.